Now, as you know, protecting our eyesight has come into sharp focus, excuse the pun, as Spain continues to work and socialise from home during lockdown. Well, I'm delighted to welcome back to the show our ophthalmologist, Dan Reinstein, from the London Vision Clinic. Hi, Dan. Great to chat to you.
Hi. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are things in London?
Very quiet. No traffic. You can bicycle around London.
Is the London Vision Clinic open?
No. There isn't any elective surgery going on at all right now. It's still in a holding pattern.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, we are in lockdown, and thank goodness for technology. But of course, we're overdosing on the TV, and we're overdosing on, Zoom and house party and being on our computers and smartphones, and this can't be good for our eyes, I'm presuming.
No, actually, it's all right. The eyes were designed for looking with, and they're pretty robust, actually. And I don't think what we're doing now is going to be too different, unless your job doesn't involve a computer, which I think is pretty rare these days for most of us, unless you're, I suppose, outdoors or farmer or construction. But essentially, everything that applies to screen time then applies to screen time now. And I think we've talked about this before. I mean, there's a phrase that was coined. It's called computer vision syndrome. And it basically runs from, symptoms of headache, blurring the vision, eye strain, distortion, difficulty focusing on the screen after time. And all of these things are related to not blinking.
Oh, okay.
There are some others. I mean, for example, people can get neck pain, and that's because of poor posture, or your little finger in the hand that you use to hold your phone, which is what you rest it on while you're doing your thumb typing, that can get, strained, right? The ligaments. So all of these things that involve repetitive stress, they apply to the eye. So when you're looking at a screen, your blink rate goes way down. So just on average, we blink about 30 times, 60 times a minute, about that, 30 to 60 times a minute.
Yeah.
When people are looking at a screen, this goes down to 10, 15 times a minute.
Wow.
Or less.
Crikey.
And so the consequences of that are that you're not wetting the surface as frequently. So the eyelid is like a windshield wiper, and it basically wipes the tear film over the cornea and back and produces this smooth optical surface through which you're seeing. When you're not blinking, that tear film can break up and dry up in places, like irregularly. And that causes an irregular surface for the optics, so it gets blurry. And the tear film itself is not one, it's not just water. It's, in fact, it's a three-layered structure. And the top layer of the tear film is an oil slick, literally like a molecule thick of an oil called meibom.
Mm-hmm.
And meibom is secreted by meibomian glands, and they're in the eyelid. And they're little orifices on the surface of the eyelid margin. And every time you blink, actually, you're squeezing a tiny bit of oil out into the tear film to produce that oil slick, which then slows down the evaporation of the tear film. So if you're not blinking, you might have a diminished oil slick, which means that the water component of the tear film can evaporate more quickly. And that's called evaporative dry eye. And you know, it's all, you can't explain this all in a linear way. It's like a diagram with arrows going between all the different areas and all the different things. It is like all these feedback loops. So yeah, screen staring, phones, computers, anything. I mean, look, it can happen with books as well, as well. It's just that we didn't talk about it as much with books.
But isn't it worse on a computer because they say that the glare from the screen or the green light or whatever they say?
Right. No, that I'm going to stick my neck out here. I'm going to annoy a lot of people who sell glasses on this pretext and screen covers. But I don't think there's any scientific evidence that I know of that supports the notion that because the screen has, you know, is bright, it's worse on your eyes. That, you know, the idea that you're the iPhone, they have this thing where at a certain time of the day, like at 8 o'clock, it your screen goes a little yellow to remove the ultraviolet, you know, the blue part of the color, which keeps you awake longer if you want to go to sleep. And there is actually evidence against that being true. So, you know, there's a lot of folklore out there, you know, special tinted glasses, you know,
Interesting. Yeah. So the way to avoid eye strain, whether we're in lockdown or not, and whether we're reading or on our smartphones, the way to avoid it is to make sure you blink more. Is that simple as that?
Well, yeah. So look, it is quite simple. If you blink consciously a lot, you will have less problems with your eye strain at the computer. I was on a holiday once, and we met another family. We were chatting, and the guy was an engineer, and we were just chatting about computer vision and whatever. And we came up with this idea after a few beers of having a software.
Yes, well, I was just thinking the same.
Install it on the computer.
Yeah.
And of course, all the computers have cameras on them now.
Yeah.
So basically, it just tracks your eyes and counts your blinks and reminds you to blink.
Yeah.
So when I got home, I did a search, and within a microsecond, the website came up for somebody who'd already done it.
Oh, damn.
And no, it's okay. This guy, I contacted him. He's in, he's in Slovakia. That's
okay.
Right. He's in Slovakia. Andre. And he was doing this as part of a PhD. And so he wrote the software to get it to go everywhere so that you'd install this and it would send data on blinking from around the world for his study. Now, I actually, you know, think this is a brilliant idea, and I think we should all have this installed. In fact, I installed it on my computer, and it monitors my blink rate. And it's very clever. It's shareware, so you make a contribution according to your, or something like that. You make a small payment.
And does it remind you to blink?
Yes, so if you don't blink at a certain point, a little flag comes out of the side of your monitor, you know, in the screen, it says blink, and then disappears.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's really good. And it'll plot your blink rate. It'll plot how, so it's on, I just looked it up, it's blinkingmatters.com.
Right, I'll write it down. Blinking
blinkingmatters.com. I recommend that. You know, one of the other things that is not exactly related to screen use, but it's related to eyes getting tired when reading up close, and that's, you know, the whole subject of aging eyes, presbyopia. And we've talked about this many times on your program. You know, I was actually one of the developers of one of the methods of correcting this by laser eye surgery. People who normally develop this problem are in their 40s. If you're developing difficulty zooming and focusing up close before your 40s, you may be long-sighted. You may be hyperopic. And so you can be in your, you can be 35, you can be 37, 38, and you never wore glasses for anything and always saw everything clearly, but now you're starting to hold things a little bit further away because it just doesn't feel comfortable holding them closer. It could be that you're wasting some of the zoom power for near on just getting the distance in focus, and then your reserve isn't sufficient to get to your near vision yet anymore. And so you're, so this reserve is what goes down with age. And so you might, if you're having to spend some of that power just distance viewing, you become presbyopic, you know, at an earlier age. So these are things that, of course, are worth checking. If you're getting a lot of eye strain, you should get your eyes checked by a professional, an optometrist, an ophthalmologist.
Yeah.
But in general, if artificial, you know, if using artificial tears as well as a, you know, some kind of app that application that you can install that keeps you blinking frequently, and if you don't, hey, you know, make sure that you get up off your desk every 30 minutes, walk around the room for, you know, a minute, and while you're doing that, literally squeeze your eyes shut and open over and over again, you know, pump the oil out of your eyelids and get things, you know, stabilized again.
I'm doing it right now because I've sat here for nearly 2 hours, so I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, you know what you might find is that you do that a few times, you might find that your vision's a bit blurry after you've done it.
Mm.
And that's because you've just squeezed a bunch of oil out, and it takes a bunch of blinks to get that oil to slick out into one molecule thick layer so that it doesn't blur the vision.
I think I'll have to set an alarm every 30 minutes to remind me to do it.
Yeah, we all have our pocket computers.
Yeah.
So yeah, you could just set a timer for 30 minutes and keep on repeating it. Yeah.
Great advice. Yeah. Blinkmatters.com. One final question for you, Dan. I read that people who wear contact lenses or glasses should not wear their contact lenses at the moment because that's an easier way for the coronavirus to get into your body. It's best to wear glasses. Is that true?
Okay. So, I got a bit of flack on this. It's interesting. I there was a study that was published, that was talking about by one of the... I can't remember which professional body it was, but one of the ophthalmologists, eye surgeon bodies, saying, look, you know, you've got to be extra careful with contact lenses because, you know, when you put them in and take them out, you are poking your eye. That is not just touching your face. That's touching a raw mucous membrane. And if your finger has touched a surface, well, with any bug, but obviously corona, you're going to transmit it through the eye much more easily than if you just touched your cheek. So there is no question. I mean, I think you don't have to have a medical degree to understand that as being obvious. Then I got a rather kind of scolding tweet back from a group that does contact lens research and sponsored by the contact lens industry. And they kind of quoted some stuff, and I looked and I clicked through and I found the study that they were quoting. And the study actually said, yes, you should be extra careful with contact lens wear because of, you know, literally touching your eye. And that if you are going to wear contact lenses, you have to be doubly careful about not touching any surface between washing your eye and washing your hands and putting the contact lens in. You really want to make sure that your hygiene is extra good if you're going to wear contact lenses during this time. No question about it.
But is wearing glasses, contact lenses aside, wearing glasses, have you got a protective layer because of the glasses from, because in the eyes, that is the easiest place to get any sort of illness, isn't it? Because your eyes sort of seep it all in.
Yeah, very easy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's how you catch a cold.
Right.
You know, you touch a surface that, or you you're in Spain, you kiss someone on the cheek, you know, 3, 4, 5, 10 times, and then you touch your cheek, and then you rub your eye, and then you just put the virus from your cheek into the conjunctiva. So, do glasses afford protection? Well, look, glasses will afford some splash protection, right?
Mm.
But in terms of, you know, it's not reliable, because in terms of aerosol, like if someone sneezes, that obviously permeates around the glasses. So it's not exactly protection unless you're wearing, you know, goggles. But yeah, I guess from a splash point of view, you know, like a that's why a dentist. All dentists now, you know, when I was a kid, it wasn't the case, but all dentists now, they wear, you know, a polycarbonate plastic wraparound in order not to get particles coming towards their eyes.
Yeah.
Because eyes are extremely, it's a great portal of entry for infection.
Yeah. All interesting stuff as always, Dan. And if you want to find out more about Dan Reinstein and his fantastic work, go to London Vision Clinic on the internet. Dan, it's been lovely chatting to you again. Let's not leave it too long this time.
No, well, geez, ask me back. I'll be happy to. I am busy at home doing lots of things. I can't believe how busy I am. but I am at home, so I can actually, you know, easily take the time to chat. So let me know.
Fantastic. Will do. You take care. Stay safe.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.